My name is Craig Lewis, and I want to welcome you to this 15th episode of Hymn Sing Radio, presented by the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. It's an opportunity for us to sing along with some of the great hymns of the Church. Our first hymn comes from the pen of Martin Luther. Written somewhere between 1527 and 1529, this favorite was the anthem for the Reformation. Here is, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
Fortress is our God, a stronghold never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, how striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He, the Lord of hosts, His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. Should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, the mortal life or soul, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Our next hymn is another Sunday school favorite. In fact, it was written by Horatio Palmer in 1868 and was published that year in the National Sunday School Teachers Magazine. It is only fitting, then, that we join along with the children's choir to sing "Yield Not to Temptation."
Thank you.
I hope that brought back some happy Sunday school memories for you. Our next hymn, When We All Get Together, will have a distinct African feel to it. A group of men who go by the name Crazy for Jesus started singing together in Africa. One by one, they ended up making their way to North America, where they resumed singing together. They travel all over Canada and the United States, singing hymns and songs with a special kind of energy and harmony. Let's join with them in When We All Get Together.
The wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion brought and blessed, He'll prepare for us the place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
sing Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. One ring hope is filled with great pathway. Clouds may overspread the sky, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
for rejoicing that will be.
When we all
sing Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toll for not repay.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
sing
Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
That song talked all about when we get to heaven and how joyful that will be. We can only imagine what the contrast will be between heaven and earth. No more death and sorrow. And we will be in the presence of the King of Kings. The incredible thing about that is that Jesus, the Son of God, is already there getting a spot ready for you and for me. It says in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." How incredible is that? He is preparing a place just for us. And even more importantly, He will come back and get us when the time is right. Our next hymn sings exactly about that. "When He Cometh" was written by William Cushing in 1856 for the children in his Sunday school. It is based upon Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, which says, "On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him." That's how important each of you are to God today. He is preparing your special place, and when he returns, he will treat you as his treasured possession. That really is an amazing love. And that is exactly the hymn we are going to end our program with. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? This is one of my personal favorite hymns, and I was privileged to be playing in the band on the occasion of the recording you are going to hear. As I sat on the platform and heard the great congregation singing, I felt like I was in heaven. Raise your voice with me now as we join together in Charles Wesley's hymn, "And Can It Be?"
Thank you.
Remember today that you are a treasured possession and are surrounded by God's amazing love. This has been episode 15 of Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.